California bill that would criminalize harassing teacher, disrupting school board meeting advances. A California bill that would make it a misdemeanor to harass school employees or disrupt school board meetings advanced to the state Senate floor after being placed on suspense last month. State Senate Bill 596, introduced by Senator Anthony Portantino in February, would criminalize those who disrupt school board meetings or harass teachers, other school staff, or district officials in verbal, written, or electronic communication with up to $1,000 in fines and jail time. The Senate in May advanced the bill in a 32-8 vote to the State Assembly, where it was placed August 21 on the suspense file, a holding place for bills that require a significant fiscal expense. However, the bill was resurrected in a 12-3 vote by the State Assembly's Fiscal Committee on September 1. It was read and amended September 5 and again September 7 and ordered to a third reading, which will take place in the coming weeks. When he introduced the bill, Mr. Portantino said he did so in response to the growing group of parents and community members who are questioning teachers and school administrators over controversial content in their children's classrooms, including those who express concern about classrooms celebrating LGBT Pride Month and other lessons containing gender ideology in classrooms. Actions that incite fear amongst educators who are teaching in accordance with state standards are counterproductive, unacceptable, and potentially dangerous, said Mr. Portantino in a February statement. Too many teachers are being intimidated and harassed for just doing their job. 596 will ensure that they can continue to be dedicated educators, helping their students thrive unencumbered by fear and intimidation. The bill's consideration comes after months of rising tension in Mr. Portantino's Glendale district over its policies on LGBT topics in classrooms. In June, three people were arrested after a brawl broke out between demonstrators and counter-protesters in opposition to the Glendale Unified School District's recognition of Pride Month and LGBT content in classrooms. Those in opposition say they want the district to focus on teaching academics and allow parents to introduce such topics to children on their own terms. An unconstitutional bill to silence parents, critics. Aneta Kerpikian, a Glendale Unified parent, told the Epoch Times in an email that the bill is an attempt by lawmakers to find a legal way to silence parents. Pushes this bill under the guise of protecting educators from harassment, when it's actually a bill that protects teachers from any criticism when they go rogue on their curriculum, said Ms. Kerpikian, who also plans to run for the Glendale Unified School Board. This is a parents' silencing bill and nothing more. Additionally, Ms. Kerpikian said the bill seeks to place teachers and district employees in a protected class of their own, while stomping on basic parental rights. This bill protects school employees from public criticism, not harassment, she said. Ms. Kerpikian further claimed the bill could infringe on the First Amendment rights of parents. Not only does this bill silence parents by violating our First Amendment rights, but it will also cause them to have a criminal record for speaking out, she said. Parents will end up in jail and spend hefty fees for defense attorneys.